Yeah, Rashi again. Vimhoyo balbos, says the Rashi Shoyo Shomin. The kid was fat. Vinira bosa shilamala mi orlosa. In the meat that was on top of his orla. In other words, the real orla was cut off 100%. But the piece of meat that's on top of the orla, layachash nitla orla kuloi, kilo oise bosor, choise vechoifer as a gid. As if the top part of the meat is coming down and covering up the gid, that the kid does not look as if he had a mila. So I'm not clear what Rashi means mi'izmol with the knife. I know it means just time you have to pull it down, just time press it down with your hands, or else it means you have to cut off that meat that he shouldn't look like he's still an oral. All right, we'll see more lemaisa in the Gemara how he's supposed to do it. The Rashi mifnei maras ayin shlo yehi nirukarol. The kid should not look like he's an oral, even though midiraisa when he has a good mila avad is kosher. Even though the meat is covering it up, since that meat is not the meat of the orla, but mishumara sign, you should cut off that meat, or at least try and push up the meat, it shouldn't cover over the atar. So at the mishnah moil, v'loi pore es amila, kilo loi moil. Somebody made a mila, moil, v'loi pore es amila. He did not, Rashi gila, did not uncover the atar itself. His kilo loi moil. It's considered like he didn't do the mila at all. Now the orha priya, even if you take off the top skin, the orlo, there's still some orlo, there's still some skin there that's covering over the atara. And that is, we pull the skin down to mean it's galo atara. So Tayz even asked the kasha, like Tayma, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah Pshita? Hey, since the Mishnah said that a bosar achayfas roiv atara, calls man there's some meat covering up the roiv with atara, it's not of the mila, so Frank Tayz asked here also, v'chiloi poro adayin roiv atara mechusa, as before you made priya. So the pshat from Priya is that that skin is still covering over the Atara. So before you make Priya, Pshiti, not your Yitzhak Mitzvah, you didn't uncover the Atara. So Mashper from Tosis that the aura of the Priya is another type of the skin that's mamish covering up the Atara. And you only make the Mitzvah when you tear that skin and push it down below the Atara, below that ring around the tip of the, before the tip of the Gid. So at the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Avino, Omer Rabbi Yemiya Baraba. Omar Rav, Bosar ha choife es roiv goivo shel atara. He says, Pshan the Mishnah, that the tzitzin amakfin, it doesn't have to go around roiv of the atara, just roiv of the goiva shel atara, roiv of the height of the atara. So Rashi learns, loitaim roiv ha atara, diktoni mas nitzin, roiv ha keifo, I don't think it means the meat covers up, roiv of the circumference of this ring, el afilo roiv goiva b'mokam echad. Even mama, just one part of the atara, one part of this ring going around. If on one part across the top, like horizontally, if roiv of one part is covered up with skin, that alone is maki of the mila. So it's come out this mama, a very small piece of meat. It's a small piece, just goes one little stretch, goes straight across this atara. So merely not due to the mitzvah. It's ma'akfin, you have to cut off that extra skin. So the Marvim Hoya Balbosa, the kid was a fat skin, his skin was fat, and the top meat is coming down covering the Atara, Mishumara sign, you have to take care of it. Omar Shmuel, Kotin Hamasurbul Babosa, a con that has a lot of meat there. Royan Oisai, we have to look like this. Kozaman Shemis Kashe Venira Mol. Kozaman, the kid's aver is like big, it stretches out, and then he looks like he has a mila, then we could tell his gemalt, is Enet Sarach Lomo. Then you do not have to make any mila. You don't have to cut anymore. If when it's niskashe, when it's bikishui, yes, it looks claw gemalt. You don't see any meat covering it up. You don't have to cut anymore. The yimla, but let's say when he's niskashe, even when the aver is big, still we see the meat covering it up. Then tzarech limol. Then you have to cut. So tzarech limol here, pasha means you mamash have to cut off that meat that should not be covering up the atara. Even though the mefarshim on avad is only midrabbanan. The Avadim Midiraisa, once you cut off the orli, is gemalt. But Midirabonim Nakoponim, if even when the aver is Bikishri, still looks like the meat is covering it up, then you have to cut it off. And the Loch is brought down like this also, that we only cut if even when he's Bikishri, he doesn't look gemalt. But let's say no, let's say like Shmuel's saying, when he is Bikishri, then we see as if he's gemalt. Then we don't see the meat covering up the Atarim. So then we don't have to cut, but there's still an inyan mishumara sayin, if when the aver is normal, there's top meat covering up the atara, we try as much as push the meat back. We try and push that skin back below the round atara, below the ring, that it should not come on top of the ring. But then we just try and push down as much as possible with your own hands, but not to cut. We only cut more if even when the aver is bikishui, still it doesn't look amalt. So the Marat Tanya, the Bryce line is a little bit different than Shmuel. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, cotton harmasu bebosar, a cotton that has a lot of meat that's covering up the orlon, is roya nice to look. Kol zaman she miskashe, kol zaman the aver is bikishui, v'yena nirumol, and he does not look amalt, sarach lemoilin, then you have to cut more. The Yimla, but if when he's Bikishoi, we can't tell that he didn't have a Mila, is Eina Tzorach L'moile. Then you don't have to cut anymore. To cut, you don't have to. Benachnami, you should try and press down the meat with your hand. Today he shouldn't look always that he has a Mila. So the Gemara Mai Benaya, what's the chiluk between the Braisa and Shmuel's Halacha? And the Gemara Ika Benayo Nira V'yena Nira. If according to Shmuel, when don't we have to cut? If when he's Bikisha, we could tell he has a Mila. It means we could tell Kloy had a Mila. Let's say when he's Bikisha, you can't tell he has and you can't tell he doesn't have. That's not Kamina. According to Shmuel, you have to cut. You only don't have to cut if you could tell clearly that there was a Mila there. But if when it's Bikisha, you can't tell clearly, it looks a little bit covered, a little bit not, you can't tell. According to Shmuel, you have to cut. But according to the Braisa, still you don't have to cut. But the Braisa says the only time you cut is if you do not see the Mila. Because it has to be like 100%, it looks now as if there was no Mila done. There's so much meat covering it all over. But if you have a suffix, if there was a Mila or not, then you would not have to cut according to the Braisa. Rashi calls the man Shemes Kashu Matecha Kishoi, Mispashet Pisaroi, Bidishmuel Gasinen, Veniru Mo, Bemastisan Gasinen, Viena Niru Mo. Ezekiel Benayel Niru Viena Niru, Zek Rashi Lishmuel, Niru Moel, Hudi Yen Sarach Lomoiloi, Ho Niru Viena Niru Sakat Sarach. And Lamas Nisan ain't a Nira. But according to the Bryce, says ain't a Nira. Who did serve? The Bryce is only if he doesn't look like he has a Mila Vadai. Ho Nira v'ain't a Nira, but if we're Mesupik, the way it looks now, we don't know if he had a Mila or not, then ain't it serve. So I think more. Moal v'loi poro. The Mishnah says if you made a Mila without a Priya, you're not yet to the mitzvah's Mila. For a ton of Rabbonin. Ha moil oimer, he's the mila, the moil that makes the mila, he makes the bracha, before he cuts off the orla, he makes the bracha, asher kedishanu b'mitzoysa v'tzivanu al ha-mila. He got the nusach ha-bracha, it's called the brichas ha-mitzvah, and noibu lesa yosem, before he starts cutting, he starts the mitzvah, some moils finish the bracha also before they even start cutting, and some say no, that the latter start cutting even while they're making the bracha, it was as long as they didn't finish the priya yet, it's still called the mitzvah's going on. So it's still called Oivul Asayosim. Aviha ben, the father of the son, then makes the bracha Oimer, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivonu l'hachnisai b'risa shel Avraham Avinu. That's the bracha that he makes. So Teis has a shailut, this is called also bracha samitzvays, that it should be done after Kedim l'asayosim before he does the Mila, or else no, our meaning is that the father makes the bracha after the Mila makes the bracha, even if it's after the Mila, because it's not called the bracha sashvach. There's no din that has to dafke be before the Mila, could even be done after the Mila. Let's say the father himself is making the Mila. So the father himself is making the Mila, when does he make the bracha lach nisa bevisha shal Avraham Avinu? So the Mefarshim say if the father himself makes the Mila, so then he makes both brachas before he even starts to do the Mila. He makes ala Mila and lach nisa before he even starts cutting. Then he'll start cutting and then he makes the mitzitza and then he makes the pri and the mitzitza. Later, Zatim Gemara, Ho'imdim, the people that are standing around, B'shas the Bris, Oimrim, Kishem, Shenichnas, Labris, Kein Nikonis, the Torah, Lechub, Lemaisim, Toiv. He said, give him a bracha. Shebizecha, the father, Shebizecha, to be Machnas, his son, the Torah, to learn the Torah, Lechub, Shebizecha, to have Chasanob, Lemaisim, Toiv. He's then the person's called an Odom Asholim. After he has Torah and he got married, then he can start Namish doing Maisim, Toiv the way he's supposed to. Then later, whenever we give the kibbutz to make the bracha, the one that makes the bracha says, "Oimer Asher Kidesh Yedid Mi Beten." The Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadesh his Yedid, his friend from when he was born. This is a Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi learns Yedid here means Yitzchak, Yitzchak Avinu. His Kori Yedid, and Tosfos learns no, it goes back to Avram Avinu. He's called Yedid. Vayta v'tzetzov Chasam Ois Bris, and the children also have a Bris Kodesh Alkein v'schazois. Kilchai Chalkeinu Tzav Elahatzi Yedidus Shereinu Mishachas, as Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us to save us from Shachas, so Rashi learns that means from Gehenim, that B'schus HaMila it should save us from Gehenim, really there's a Gemara in Erevin like that, The Gemara there says that Avraham Avinu stays outside Kehenim, and whoever goes inside there and the person has a bris milah, Avraham Avinu tries to save him. So b'schus milah, there's a gewiss mas that you, saves you from Gehenim. Right to be end off leman brisa asher son b'vsareinu orchato Hashem kairos habris. That's the bracha they make. Right as at Gemara hamurles agerim. When you come to Gemal Gerim, he said, Goy, this is Gair. So you have to make a Mila first, and then later we make a Tefillah. That's his Geris. His Oymer, Poshtim means the Moyel that makes the Mila, he makes the Brachom. Borchatu Hashem, Lakeno, Melacholim, Ashek, Rishonim, Vesosev, Vesvonim, Alha Mila. The Moyel makes the same Bracha. Alha Mila. The person that's there, they're given the Kibbut to make the Bracha. It doesn't say Klo, who has to make the Bracha. Is it Bezdin? Is it Poshtim? Whoever they give the Kibbut to. He makes also brachas hashvach, this inyan of making milah on gerim. Here in this bracha we also talk about dambris. So the first should learn because most gerim are older people, so they don't have any orla. So the whole inyan of their bris is only at top of dambris. Therefore we mention a dambris shel mole dambris. If not for the inyan of milah of dambris, lo in his kaimu shemayim varetz, the world will not be in existence. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Im loivrisa yom of alaylam," because his brother didn't create the union of yom of alaylam. It's chukas shemayim voritz loisamti. There will not be a shemayim voritz. Baruchat to Hashem, kairos habris. That's the bracha we make after we made the milah for a ger. So here the Gemara dachshon this pasuk is loivrisa yom of alaylam goes on mitzvahs milah. Mashpam b'scham milah. That's such a great mitzvah that keeps the world going. Other places Gemara dachshon this going on limud haTorah. And Levrisi Yom of Alayla means if not for the mitzvah's Torah, that's Nageya Vagisa, but Yom of Alayla, there wouldn't be a Chukah Shemayim Boretz. And the Gemara in Durham talks about this, that both are emes. Some say for Kef that a Yid can't start to learn Torah unless he has a Mila. So the Mila is really a Hechsher to come to learn Torah. So it's really the same thing. Mila is a Hechsher to be able to learn Torah. So otherwise, really, it's Shver. What do we say in Levrisi Yom of Alayla? So what does Yom of Alayla have to do with Mila? Lechur Mila is possible to do at night. Mila, you can only do Mila by Yom. So why does this pasuk in Levirisi Yom of Alayla have to do with Mila? Good, you could say it means the Kima Mitzvah, like we had before. Once you made a Mila by Yom, the Kima Mitzvah you have to say to the rest of your life. Yom of Alayla say that you have this Kiyam of Mila. Otherwise, you could learn like we just got finished saying, that the Indian of Mila is that's a Heksha to be able to learn Torah. So through Mila, you'll be able to have the Kedusha to learn Torah, which is a Kiyam of a Gisa by Yom of Alayla. Somebody has Neved Kenani and he wants to make a Mila on him now. It's the Moyel makes his bracha. Again, whoever the Mechabit to make the bracha says, make a bracha, Lomoles Avodim, Olahatef Mehem Dambris. Also, the Avodim also wrote from him, they're older people, so there's no more Orla there. So all that you have to do is a toughest Dambris. Therefore, we mention their bracha, Olahatef Dambris. Shemole Dambris, if not for the union of Dambris, Chukka Shemayim Voros Lainis Kaimo, Shenemrem Levrisi Yom of Alayla, Chukka Shemayim Voros Laisamti, Brocha to Hashem, Kervis Abris. If that's the Brocha we end off by Avodim. Yeah. So he says, Betuel Lomel is Avodim, Shenem Yilid Bayis, and Miknas Kesset. So he says, if that's the Posik, that's the Chiev to make a Mila on your Avodim. There was Nageya to a person that Amolif by Korban Pesach. If you have an Eved that doesn't have a Mila, that's Makiv the Odin from eating the Korban Pesach also. Like it's a Chiv upon the Odin to see that his Avodim have a Mila. Yeah, so the Mishnah Vayit, new parak. Rabbi Eliezer Waimel, Toilin es HaMishmeres B'yomtiv. You're allowed to spread out like a sheep or a blanket or a towel on top of a barrel. This is the purpose to clear out, to sift out the wine. He's telling us a mishmeris, that's like a shmat that I put on top of a barrel, b'yomtiv. Today now you'll be able to pour the wine. If you have wine that still has inside the wine, it spits, it chills. They want to sift out the wine. So what they did was they poured it over a cloth on top of a barrel, and the wine will go through the cloth and be cleaned out. Shabbat holds it's mutter to be tevin es hamishmeres. You could spread out the cloth on top of the kli, on top of the barrel, b'yomtiv. Even though there should be a shail of an oil, by spreading it out on top of the barrel, you're making an oil. Still, Shabbat holds it's mutter to do it on yomtiv. V'noistin l'tluya b'shabbos. But avada on Shabbos, there wouldn't be a heter to spread it out to make the oil on Shabbos. But let's say litluya b'shabbos, it was already spread out. The towel was spread out on top of the barrel before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos, all you want to do is just pour the wine through it to sift out the wine. As Reb Lezer holds, it's mutter. You let us sift out the wine on Shabbos. Sell to Reb Lezer. The chomim are the chomim saying we hold that the chomim no. Ain toilin es hamishmeres biyomtiv. If there's an issa oil, you're not allowed to spread out the cloth on top of the barrel on yomtiv. There's an issa oil, even though it's an oil aray. But I call upon him in the rabbanon it's also. V'yei noisnin litluya b'shabbos, and the old huadin, even though it was spread out before Shabbos, there's no issa oil now since it was spread out on top of the barrel before Shabbos. But I call upon him and not allowed to strain out the wine on Shabbos. There's an issa we'll see in the gemara, either burr or else marakit. And now let us spread out to separate the pselas from the wine itself. But on yomtiv, if the barrel has already shmata on top of it from before yomtiv, so there's no, is he not making an oil now on yomtiv? You just want to strain out the wine. It's mutter to strain out the wine on yomtiv. So Taisa says, Tzorach Lefarosh, you have to say, Shemhoyo Seyam Yesmu, if you would have strained out the wine from before Shabbos, from before yomtiv, it wouldn't be as good as now. Therefore, the malach is doich yomtiv. It's called oichol nefesh. Tzarech yomtiv you couldn't do on erev yomtiv. Therefore, let us strain out the wine on yomtiv. That's how to chum. That's how we paskin. So, Rashi, tell nesam shmeres shemasanan nembo shemayim. You want to strain out the wine from its psoilus, from the shmorim. That means from the pits and shells. Or moitech piho lechol tzad. You spread out the opening of the towel, the eagle, around the top of the barrel. V'nasek oil, it's like an oil, like a tent, al chalal ha-kli, on top of the empty part of the kli. The alpha gav the yovid oil, even though l'chur you make an oil now, on yomtiv, shari b'yomtiv. Reb Lez hold the smutik before the gemara. We'll see in the gemara what the time why he holds the smutik. Ava b'shabis mitla l'chiloloi. For Reb Lez is masking though, on Shabbos, it's also to spread the towel on top of the basket, because you're called making an oil. It's also to make an oil on Shabbos. Avalim tuluyihi. But let's say it was spread out on top of the barrel from before Shabbos. You're not making any oil now. They're noistin l'teicha shmorim u'mithanin. Reb Lez old is you're allowed to pour the wine and sift the wine through this towel now. They derech burra b'kach. Even though there's a moloch of burra, you're not allowed to separate oichom or pselos from oichol on Shabbos. He holds this is not a derech burra though. This is called a shinui, so it's mutim with the raisa, and vice says he even holds it's mutim with the rabbanon also. This is Reb Lezer Shita. We'll see more in the Gemara Klo what the machlokes is and why he holds the two svarim, why each one holds this svarim.